Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
First of all, you've been nice enough to sit down with me for the post-trade deadline conversation basically every season since you bought the team. It's
right.
Greatly appreciated.
Right.
Thank you very much. Speaking of the deadline, of course, pretty slow deadline. Talking with JJ, that's a reflection of a team that believes we can get right back at it once everybody gets healthy in 2027. That's right. Your belief as well.
I do believe that. You know, we have work to do, though. I mean, you know, we've got, and I know the way JJ looks at it, we've got this young core of position players that are going to be here for a while. I think from my perspective, our outfield has gotten more productive this year. Still work to do there. You know, we have a rotation that right now, Waka, Lugo, and Cameron, and we've got some guys hurt, but we can build on that. We got some younger guys too, but we can go to the market, I think, and supplement that. But the bullpen is, you know, we got a lot of work to do in the bullpen, and I do think that JJ got a little bit of a head start on that. That's if you look at Duran, Braun, and then you know, I think you look at the wire right now. He's picking up a pitcher every day, right? And some of them you don't know, but I mean, that if you think about a bullpen, that can be cobbled together and rebuilt pretty quickly without spending, you know, allocating a big portion of your payroll. And this year we really had a fairly significant amount of our payroll allocated to the bullpen, and particularly in Carlos and Matt, and you know, really did not get a lot of production there. Obviously, Carlos didn't really get out of the blocks this season, and then we've had some other struggles there as well.
Talk about supplementing the rotation in the market. It's pretty expensive to dip your toe into that.
Yeah, but I think there's some guys that we do have some guys. I don't know everybody's scheduled return here, but we'll be getting some guys back in the middle of the season, you know, and that will be helpful. But I do think we'll have to invest some money if we want to win in 27. The rotation's the key to it. We got to fix the bullpen. And then I think we look forward to seeing the continued improvement of our young players. And, you know, there may be some ways to upgrade there as well. But I think if you look at the infield, you know, Michael, Bobby, you know, Vinny, and then Cags and Carter, those guys are developing. Those are real Major League Baseball players. And I expect that they'll continue to develop as well.
Yeah, with payroll, right now, I mean, there are teams in first place that don't come close to the money that you're spending. So you're talking about increasing from where you're already at, which is, you know, middle of the road in Major League Baseball.
We're freeing up some money. You know, we're freeing up some money that I think we can invest. But I don't think we've been afraid to, you know, this is We have our payroll at, I think, is probably the highest sustained level as the Royals maybe ever have had, right? Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out this year. And that's frustrating, but it doesn't take away from, you know, what we want to accomplish here. We want to win. We want to win now. We think that our division is still there for the taking. Now, at the end of the day, I mean, I can say that today, but we're in last place. We're 20 games below 500. Those results are unacceptable. It doesn't really matter why you lost those games, how you lost those games, the kind of setbacks, because those are the results that we're going to have to live with. And it's compelling that we kind of dig out of that and come back on behalf of our fans here.
You talk about the division. You know, Cleveland pretty consistent at the top and pretty consistently spending less.
Right.
Tampa, Milwaukee, same thing. First place,
right.
Not spending that much. Is that more about what they do well, or where maybe your organization missed this season?
Here's how I'd answer that. You know, when we after 2023, you know, I think we admittedly didn't have the farm system that is particularly on the pitching side, and we had to go out and invest in that. I think if you give us a full cycle in this development, I think we got really good guys at the front of the pipeline or the back of the pipeline, whatever that is, the younger part. But we had to go out and invest in Lugo and Waka and other people along the way to make sure that we could compete. And so we had to kind of overspend for a market like ours. And that's, but you know, we got to win. You know, this is a business, but. Winning is a big part of this business, and it's what brings fans out here, what keeps them out here, and what keeps them, watching us and listening to you as well.
You reference Waka, Lugo, Reagans, JJ bringing them all in a 6-month stretch. Sounds like you still believe he's the guy to do it again.
No doubt. I mean, JJ has done a good job. I think he spent a couple hours with him today, as a matter of fact. You know, this is the time of year, particularly in a situation like this, post-deadline. We're going to try to play the best baseball that we can and win as many games as we can out here in this season. But it's time to start thinking about 27 and what we need to do to get ready to put a better product on the field.
That's your message to him right now. Is I want the focus on delivering a winner in 27.
No doubt. I mean, we can giving up those pitchers for prospects that may or may not turn out. Down the road with the kind of nucleus we have, we think we want to be more urgent than that. And again, back to our division, you talked about Cleveland and others. This thing's tight. You know, we had some bad breaks this year. We didn't execute well as well. But, you know, we would expect to be in the hunt next year. But look, we got a lot of work to do. I'm not predicting anything. I think the proof will be in the pudding. We've got a lot of work to do as soon as this thing's over in October.
So you're talking with JJ. I'm wondering, players-wise, what kind of conversations do you have with a guy like Bobby, Salvi, you know, the pillars out there in that clubhouse?
Well, what I want to know from them is, kind of like when we talked to Bobby about when he came, when we signed him long-term, right? We told him we wanted to make a proposal to him. We also wanted to emphasize that we were committed to winning, and we wanted to know what's important to them. And those last two, those lined up pretty well. We're committed to winning, and winning is important to him. So, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to him a lot this year other than to just be encouraging, welcome him back, and look like whatever he did on the rehab has worked. The guy is hitting the ball hard. His energy is amazing. In fact, it's been great to see him and Izzy back this week. But no, I'm interested. Salvi, you know, other veterans. We got some guys on this team that let's talk about. In addition to the fact that we had injuries, let's talk about what didn't go well this year and what we need to do to help turn that around. And I want to be helpful to them. And you know, I listened to JJ on that, but I am interested in players, particularly cornerstone players, and veterans that know how this gets done.
I guess I can assume with the investment you made in Bobby, but I'm curious how you would describe the motivator that having him is when you have one of the finest baseball players on the planet for at least another 4 years.
how much extra inertia is that going into the offseason as you try to deliver a winner next year?
Oh, that's important. I mean, having a guy like that, he can change a game. But I also think we've got other people around him, too. I think the young people we talked about. I do think, you know, we might have some more work to do, but we have gotten more production out of our outfield. We didn't get the – well, Skaggs was out there. Certainly in right field, that had a big impact on that. But also Isaac Collins. Izzy's had a solid year with the exception of the injury. You know, Lane Thomas performed for us, maybe not early, but certainly late. And Collins has been solid out in left field and, you know, really been pretty dependable bat and a good defensive player as well.
Certainly seems as if it's fair to say you're not interested in any sort of reset. Obviously, well, not rebuild, taking any sort of a step back to take two forward.
Well, we think about it. We talk about it. We challenge ourselves. I mean, I challenge JJ to think about that. You know, what can we get for these guys? What could we do? And the analysis was that was going to – we're taking a risk that may or may not work out, and it was setting us back. And I think the belief in our core and in the ability to go invest and make sure that we have a rotation that can – keep us in games, and, of course, rebuilding the bullpen to make sure we can close games out. We were talking about, you know, you sit up here at a game like last night, right, and you think about 14, 15. You get to the sixth inning, and, you know, it changes the way you play the game, right? Any way you can get ahead by the sixth inning, you kind of wrap this thing up. So the players think about it differently. They're more urgent. We'll bunt. We'll run the bases. Play good defense, and I'm not saying we're going to find an HDH, but you got to get back to having that bullpen that you know can close games out.
Royals owner CEO John Sherman, kind enough to join us here on 96.5 The Fan. As an owner, personally, I always think of Seinfeld and George Costanza and the boss and everybody around.
They've got a Costanza bobblehead next, like this month at Yankee Stadium. Amazing.
They're always delivering that out there. Would you call yourself a demanding owner, a demanding boss, leader, however you would describe it?
I don't know what that means, but I would tell you that the results are important. And when the results aren't there, we need to find out why not, and we need to make sure we turn that around. So I think, I don't know about the word demanding. Maybe you're thinking of George Steinbrenner, and it's a different style. But
would you say the pressure's turned up on your front office after a disappointing 2020?
Well, I think it's always there, Vern. I think this is a results-oriented business. There's other things that go into this business. There's a lot of things. It's a great business. It's not an easy business, but the core business is winning baseball games for our fans and kind of sending them home happy. You know, maybe we send them home happy on Friday night after fireworks, but it's not the same as if you win the game and they see fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I can see the difference when I walk out here at night.
You're one of the – I mean, you understand Royals fans, Kansas City. You're one of the great philanthropists in town. But knowing Kansas City sports fans and knowing what's pending this offseason – how do you think the average person walking through the turnstile handles what's to come this offseason as a lockout could carry into spring training?
Oh, you mean specifically on that, or are you talking about just in general? Are you talking specifically in labor?
Yeah, I'm talking about the labor negotiations that are always ugly, nothing new.
I'm on the labor committee, so I've got a front row seat. You know, we're bargaining every week right now.
People are ready to get angry about it.
Well,
the
positive thing is that the sides are apart. I mean, this has been in the media. I'm not saying anything that's not public, but the good thing is that we're communicating more frequently than we were 5 years ago. I think there's an awareness on both sides that a more meaningful change for the business is being asked for, and that it's going to require that we kind of talk every week. And so right now the sides are bargaining every week, and I would just tell you from the league's perspective, this is really about fighting for Kansas City on one hand, you know, for Royals as a small market team, but it's really about my job on the labor committee is to make the league a better business, to have more competitive balance, and to have more fan bases engaged in their team year in and year out at the beginning of the year. And of course, I'm concerned. I got one fan base that I'm really worried about. But as one of 30 owners of Major League Baseball, the more fans that are, have hope on April 1st, the better the league is. And you know, that's really the objective. And to build a better partnership with the players where we're motivated to grow the game together, that we're in this together and we're in it to grow it together.
Look around Major League Baseball right now, you know, three quarters of the league still within a shot at that final wild card spot. Right. So the hope is present, right? Opening day 2027, most teams will report to camp feeling as if they have a chance with that added wild card.
Yeah, I think some teams, maybe some fan bases. You know, the fans are telling us overwhelmingly that competitive balance is at the top of their top of their list. You know, somebody said to me, and you know, a lot of people are complaining about the Dodgers, but the Dodgers are a well-run organization. They know what they're doing. They're playing by the rules, and I've got no problem with what they're doing. They're not they're not a villain, right? But they do have advantages that are hard to compete with in this business. Never going to be an excuse for our team. In fact, we play those guys next week. You know, we're going to go in there and try to win three baseball games.
Very different entertainment landscape in 2026 compared to, you know, 94, 95 when baseball was in a real bad spot. How cognizant are you that baseball's fighting for scraps for entertainment dollars right now? The NFL is king.
Right.
And boy, there's a lot of people clamoring for that entertainment dollar.
Right. Well, I think baseball's got a really bright future. I think, you know, we have the we're talking about labor right now. We've got a new media deal coming. I think with expansions on the horizon. So I'm very bullish on Major League Baseball. And as it relates to labor, it's really about building a better partnership with the players and that we can grow this game together. That's how I look at it.
Have you enjoyed the new stadium process, or will you not be able to have a good time until we're walking through there opening day?
No, have
you enjoyed about the process?
There have been parts. Well, first of all, it's an incredible challenge, right? This is, and right now we have overwhelming support from the community on this project. Crown Center, it's going to be a really special place when we open in 2030 or 31, whenever that happens. But these aren't easy processes. They're not supposed to be easy. And there are parts of it that are frustrating for sure, but you got to keep your eye on the prize here. And we got to keep, and that's what we're doing, and we're getting closer. And it's very exciting. You know, I think we got through our zoning process over the last few days with a public engagement meeting and then with the planning commission. So we're starting to check those boxes and head toward completion.
More good days than difficult days?
Right now?
Yeah.
You know, I would say they're all good and they're all difficult right now.
There you go. Well, you got about 30,000 people about to walk through the gates here. Anything that you'd want them to know that I have failed to touch on?
No, I just think that they should know that, you know, I get up every day trying to help our guys get better to compete. But it's not just that, right? That we're doing things in the community, that we're using this brand and this platform to do good things in the community. That's important to our fans as well. And we've got a special, you know, I think about sports, you know, with the Chiefs. If you think about 2013, the Sporting won the MLS Cup. We had the All-Star game here in 12, right? 2013 and then 14 and 15. The world was watching when the Royals were in the World Series, and that brought a lot of attention to this place. And then a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes came along, and then the world is watching again. Then we had the World Cup. We built a new airport. You know, a lot of those things, we're in the sports industry business, we're in the entertainment business, but we're in the gathering business. And a lot of those things wouldn't have happened without these sports teams that we have. This is a great sports town. We got great sports fans. And I just want to find a way to entertain them both, you know, that they have a great fan experience, but also they get to participate in a championship again someday.
When did you first see this vision for Kansas City or imagine that the city would be where it's at here in 26?
Well, you know, I did, I think it was about the time we bought the team. I used to, when we were talking to people about the stadium, look, dream with me a little bit, right? We're going to have a new airport. We might get the World Cup, right? We're going to have a new ballpark downtown. That was certainly my vision. Now we have a women's soccer stadium, the only one of its kind, right? Those things are now coming to fruition, and this city's got great momentum.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't know what we do to build on what we just did with the World Cup, but smallest market by far that got it, and I think we executed it. I mean, I got stuck in traffic that first time out here, but it looked like they cleaned that up. And, you know, like a lot of things, everyone's forgotten about that now because it was such a great experience for the city. So I don't know. You know, it's hard to predict the future, but this is a great place. I feel really lucky to be able to do what I'm doing, and I want to try to make it a better place if I can.
Greatly appreciate the time, as always, Mr. Sherman. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vern. I'll listen to you on the way home tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Need you.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.